those days you could get jobs in the Cambridge News, and I saw a job advertised at Strangeways in Watts Causeway, which was conveniently close, and it was a laboratory. I knew nothing about it, and they said it was tissue culture. I didn't know what that was. I'd failed miserably. Well, I didn't even do science O-levels. And luckily for me, the director in those days was a wonderful woman called Dame Anna Fell, but she wasn't a dame in those days. That came later. And she did the interview in person, and we discovered that we had a love of painting, and we spent the next half hour talking about that and forgot all about the interview. But she did write to the MRC, the Medical Research Council, who would have employed me, and asked them to employ me, which they did. Those were the days. I didn't think you could get a job like that.
A photographer, an illustrator.
I wasn't a photographer when I went there. I was just employed as a lab technician, general dog's body, basically. But I always had an artistic leaning, and I gradually got involved in the photography there, which was producing with microscopes on, you know, the camera was mounted on the top, for publication and for lectures. So I had to do colour slides for lectures. The scientists would come to me and ask me to produce something for a paper they'd written. Colour was always sent away. It was a bit too complicated. I mean, it's immensely difficult to do. But no, I mean, I spent my life, 13 years there, doing just that. But I also did drawing. You see, one of the few things I had done well at school was technical drawing. I got the O-level for that. And I did maths and, woodwork and metalwork. So I could produce an engineering drawing. And they had an engineer working there with lathes and everything. And he used to make equipment for the scientists, you see. And I could draw it for him.